You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
The following message was presented by Dr. Dale Meyer on The Lutheran Hour. Its title, Stepping Up to Fatherhood. Now here is Dr. Meyer.
O God, from whom come all holy desires, all good counsels, and all just works, give to us, your servants, that peace which the world cannot give, that our hearts may be set to obey your commandments, and also that we, being defended from the fear of our enemies, may live in peace and quietness. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. That prayer is known as the Collect for Peace. Why did I begin today's message with a prayer for peace? Because in many homes today, there is no peace. As you listen to this message, you are going to hear a way out of family conflict. I'm not saying that I'm going to solve your conflicts for you. Obviously, I cannot do that. However, I will point you to a way toward peace. And no, I don't only mean a heavenly peace far, far down the road. I mean a more present peace. Peace, not conflict, for your home. Next week is Father's Day. The media is putting fathers before us. Here's a gift that is sure to please your father. What's the status of fatherhood today? TV, radio, magazines, newspapers are all playing on the theme of fatherhood. How many of us, are facing an important fact of modern family life? That fact is that by the year 2000, only 18 months away, step families will outnumber traditional families by 2-1. That's an amazing statistic, at least to me. I grew up in a traditional home where there was no divorce. And from our one black and white TV, we watched the relatively tranquil home life of Ozzie and Harriet Nelson and Ward and June Cleaver. Does the new reality surprise you? I repeat, by the year 2000, step families will outnumber traditional families by 2-1. With Father's Day coming, we have to acknowledge that stepfathers and stepmothers too are an integral part of modern parenting. Let's fill in some more details. There are myths about step families. One myth would have you believe that when a divorced parent with children remarries, the result is a new traditional family. That's not true. You don't get a new traditional nuclear family. You get a step family, or, as they're often called, a blended family. Remarriage doesn't put Humpty Dumpty together again as if nothing had happened. Another myth is that the new husband and wife, one or both of whom now become a step-parent, are in love. So much in love that any problems will be easily solved. That's not true either. Love will keep us together was a nice song by Captain and Tennille, but love is not a guarantee that the step or the blended family will survive. The sad statistic is this. Over 60% of these families divorce within 10 years of their marriage. There are many factors that contribute to that sad conflict and dissolution of the marriage. Ex-spouses, financial problems, and home tasks are three common contributors. However, the number one source of conflict is how to raise the kids. The title of my message is Stepping Up to Fatherhood. The statistics indicate that many men, and women too, who are stepping into the role of step-parent are striking out. No one wants that. In my years in the ministry, I've never married a couple who did not want their new marriage to work. You don't want to strike out. You want to hit a home run. So I say that if you are in a blended family with the unique possibilities for conflict that come when a home has step-parents and step-children, you need a way toward peace. Honestly, isn't that true for everyone? If you are in a traditional nuclear family, there are inevitable conflicts and you want a way out. If you are a single parent, you need certain skills to achieve peace when you and the children don't see eye to eye. And if you are single, never married, no children, you have situations with family and friends where you need a way toward peace. I want to point you in that direction. Last week I began a series of messages about the Lord's Prayer with special application to family life. If you listened last week, you heard me suggest that you say the Lord's Prayer slowly. When you pray the Lord's Prayer slowly, you can't stop and think about all that is comprehended in this short prayer. Every phrase and almost every word has meaning for you and for your family. To point you in the direction of peace, I now direct your attention to the word thy. That's the Old English word for your, and I think most of us still recite it that old way. The Lord's Prayer begins with the introduction, Our Father who art in heaven. Then follow three petitions, three requests. Notice how that little word thy appears in each petition. Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Who is the one referred to by this word thy? It is God, who, because he has forgiven our sins through his Son Jesus Christ, wants you and me to think of him as our dear Father. Thy refers to the Father who is in heaven. Try as we might, earthly fathers and stepfathers, even on our best days, can only do so much for the ones we love. The Father in heaven is Lord over all, and is able to do far more abundantly than all we can ask and think. Thy refers to the Father who is holy, and has taught us in his word, the Bible, how to be holy as he is holy. So, hallowed be thy name. Thy refers to the Father who has seen our sins, and through the preaching of repentance and faith brings his gracious kingdom into our hearts. So, thy kingdom come. And thy refers to the Father who wants you and me to live Christ-believing, holy lives in this world. So, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Thy, a little word in these first petitions that is loaded with practical meaning for your life, for my life, for every life. And today, with Father's Day coming, I'm thinking especially of men who are stepping up to the unique parenting situation of being stepfathers. Let's look at what the Lord's Prayer does not say. Thy, it says, not my. A stepfather is easily tempted to think, my, not thy. After all, he's bringing so many personal things into this new family. I bring into this marriage a romantic love for my new wife. I want this marriage to work, and so does she. I bring my great love for my own biological children. I don't want them hurt anymore. I want her children to like me. I bring my own emotional needs. I bring my history, the memories of my ex, and of my pains and hurts from the past. I bring conflicts and griefs from the past that may not have been resolved. I bring my ignorance about the unique dynamics of a blended family. I bring my naive assumption that our love will easily conquer any problems that arise. I bring so much of this and more. Some of it is good, some is not. No judgment is being passed here. It is, however, all wrapped up with the unique personality and history of the new stepdad. But there is something greater here than who you may be as a stepfather in the new family. That something greater is in the word thy. It is thy, not our. There are, as I said earlier, myths about the blended family. Two myths you've already heard. Marriage does not reconstitute a traditional nuclear family, and love does not conquer all problems. The National Stepfamily Association in London, England, also points out that it's a myth to assume that stepfamilies are second best, and it's a myth to assume that divorce hurts children forever. Do you know what that means? When you step up to step parenting, you can hit a home run. There are practical things to make your marriage and family work. They include courtesy. For example, don't call each other names. Lay down some basic ground rules. Talk about how you want to order your new life together. Be fair. Don't play favorites with your biological children. And children, don't drive a wedge between your parents. Remember that your step-parent wants it to work. Isn't it great when it does? When two broken families successfully blend together to make one new family, our family. That's what I wish for you. But remember, as important as our is, the Father in heaven teaches us to put Him first. Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Thy, not my, and thy, even ahead of our. Oh, I guess you can make a go of it without a spiritual component in your marriage. But why step up to step parenting with two strikes against you? God wants you to make a go of it. He wants you to believe that He has forgiven your past sins. That includes any sins that contributed to the end of your previous marriage. And as God raised Christ to a new life, He wants you to have hope for the future. Think for a moment about the reasons why your family, any family, can have hope in God for a better future. When Adam and Eve chose their way over God's way, that is, when they sinned, did God shut down the world? No, He promised a Savior, and He offered hope. When Abraham, married to Sarah, slept with a woman named Hagar, who then bore a son named Ishmael, all sorts of family complications followed. Did God stop the world then? No. He renewed the promise that all the nations of the earth would be blessed by the descendant of Abraham and Sarah. And when Jesus Christ, that promised descendant, came centuries later, He dealt with many people in non-traditional arrangements. One example is in John chapter 4. Jesus met a woman at a well in Samaria. She had been married 5 times and now was living with a man. Jesus told her that He was the promised Savior, and she believed it. You see, despite the sins of the world, God has not shut the world down. No, many of us are not living in the traditional nuclear family of the 50s, but God has not destroyed us. He is patient. He offers forgiveness and hope. From the Old Testament to Jesus to your home, there is a real benefit in that old English word, thy. Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Thy, not my. Thy, Not even that fine family consciousness that is expressed by the word our. Thy, the God who can help you step up to fatherhood and hit a home run. Growing as a Blended Family is the title of a booklet published by Concordia Publishing House in 1994. A chapter called The Parenting Partnership talks about how to handle the situations that confront a stepfather or stepmother. Practical suggestions are offered, several of which I pass along to you. You'll notice the practical presence of God in these suggestions, the thy, as we've been saying. First, pray that God will guide your path as you begin your journey together. Second, answer these questions before you begin. What does God want me to do in this situation? How can everyone win? Third, set aside a time that will be free of children's interruptions. Fourth, leave all excess emotional baggage outside of the discussions. This is a conversation between you and your spouse. Questions such as, what will my parents think? Or, what will my ex-spouse think? Should be kept outside. Fifth, ask your spouse what it is that you do that creates an obstacle between your child and their parenting. And sixth, decide what the issue is by each defining it. Take only one defined issue at a time. Remember that both of you are doing the same thing, endeavoring to be the best parent possible for the children and the family. Finally, the authors make a most interesting suggestion. Choose one issue upon which you and your spouse disagree. Place an empty chair between you to represent Christ. That, I think, will be a mighty reminder of thy, not my. Not even that fine family word, our. In closing, I'll repeat that you probably can make a go of your blended family without the presence of God and Christ in your home. But why choose that way? As you are putting together a new family, or struggling with a family that has been in place for many years, make God and the Savior part of it. That's the way out of conflict to peace. Jesus is the way. And he says, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. With him in your heart and home, you can successfully step up to parenting. Amen.
Thanks for listening. We pray you've been blessed by hearing this message. This has been a presentation of Lutheran Hour Ministries.